What do footballers, influencers, and celebrities have in common with slavery? Good question. While it's pretty obvious, the lifestyles of people like Lionel Messi and Kim Kardashian are light years away from the brutality of enslavement, they operate within a system that's centuries old. Economic practices developed out of slave societies and found a way to turn humans into capital, and that meant attaching a price to them based on how much money they could bring in for plantation owners. Late-stage capitalism has revived the idea of sticking a price tag onto people to decide how much they are valued in society. Kim Kardashian's millions of followers on social media a part of the reason she is considered to be worth millions herself to brands. And think about your favourite footballers, who all come with multi-million pound values attached to them, which decides how they are bought and sold, with little say-so themselves in their professional trajectory. This idea that everyone has a personal monetary value which decides worth has even trickled down to us ordinary folk, where company departments who dealt with the welfare of employees were once called personnel departments, now we know them as human resources. What is a resource? Something to be mined or drawn upon for the benefit of someone else. And from the 1600s until the 1800s, Britain was dependent on its enslaved human resources. Their ghosts surround us, in more ways than one. I'm Moya Lothian McLean, a journalist and descendant of both black African slaves and white British slave owners or overseers. This is Human Resources, a new series from Broccoli Productions exploring the true story of British slavery and how it touches every part of the nation. Available now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all good podcast apps.